Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
I am Diane Campbell, MA History graduate of the University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus. Today in Bajan History, March 28, 1835, laying of the cornerstone for the new church in St. John's Parish. On this day, March 28, 1835, the Barbados Mercury and Bridgetown Gazette reported that the cornerstone had been laid for the new church in St. John's Parish, and it was expected that construction would occur rapidly. The first St. John's Parish Church, a wooden structure, was built in the first quarter of the 17th century. Hurricanes in 1675 and 1780 destroyed the church, and in August 1831, another ferocious hurricane destroyed the structure. The report of the governor, Sir James Lyon, to the Secretary of State on this hurricane revealed that the island had suffered considerable loss of life and extensive infrastructural damage to the extent that even the governor's residence had been left with rents and fissures visible in the massive walls. It was reported that the parish church of St. John had been destroyed, along with the parish churches of Christ Church, St. Philip, St. Joseph, St. Lucy, St. Peter, and St. Thomas. These churches and chapels were rebuilt partly by funds provided by parliamentary and legislative grants, as well as by private subscriptions, along with contributions from religious societies in England. In 1835, at a meeting held at the St. John's Rectory, it was determined that the church should be rebuilt to measure 80 feet long by 50 feet wide. A church committee was elected, and work commenced utilizing the funds raised by private subscription and contributions of labor and material. Subscriptions raised at this meeting totaled £765. It had been estimated that the full cost of this rebuilding effort would be £4,000. Adam Straw Waterman was a key figure in the construction of the new St. John's Church. Waterman had been born into slavery in 1803, but had been manumitted prior to emancipation. He became a notable stonemason and was reputed to have been the main artisan of the St. John's Church, which was rebuilt in 1836. Waterman died on August 20th, 1887, at the age of 84. The Barbados Globe of August 27, 1887, paid tribute to Mr. Waterman, noting that despite having been born into slavery, he commanded the respect of all, served as a vestryman, and was known as an experienced and successful mason who had constructed numerous monuments across the island. Adam Straw Waterman's tombstone notes that he had acquired a reputation for his sensitive work with sawn coral stone, and that the St. John's Parish Church, rebuilt in 1836, was one of his outstanding works.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcon Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.